You're listening to Believe. Now, here's a special clip from our show in the category of health and wellness. I'm your host, Nicholas Upchurch.
Orion, if we get into health and wellness, a section that this topic's kind of going to, it's kind of be an interesting topic to put in health and wellness, but why do men and why do people cheat and what can we do about it?
Well, when people cheat, that means that something in their relationship is not healthy enough. And if man treats the woman in a bad way and put her down, or if the woman treats the man in a way that emasculate him and make him feel not important, she's not allowing him to be the man. She's not letting him experience himself as a leader in their relationship. Even it's not about who's the leader and who. It's not an ego game. It's just that man wants to be the woman's the Superman, the great lover, the great provider. And when a woman makes him feel less than, he will go and he will cheat, not because of the sexual aspect of it necessarily. Sometimes it is. But not that necessarily, just because he wants to feel admired by somebody else.
I can validate what you're saying. I mean, as a man and having gone through a lot of situations, I think it's beautiful because actually it doesn't take away from me a woman's capabilities. In fact, women, especially when it comes to spirituality or maybe things that really matter, are actually, I'm going to use the word smarter. Generally, they're more open to things that could be true that are of a bigger picture currently. And I think we're working to harmonize that. And it's a beautiful discussion you and I are having because, you know, I'm a man, you're a woman. And so I think that it's great because actually a woman's strength is what you're talking about. It's not a weakness. Now, men need to tell the truth. And that can be a tough thing for men to do. They're afraid to tell the truth. And I think it starts there. But I think if you tell the truth and there's some real discussion about, I'm talking real. When I say real, I mean real. Then I think anything is possible if we start there and we see it as a plus and not a minus. Women, I don't blame them. They could see it as a weakness because they're afraid of getting hurt, so they don't want to let their guard down. What enabled you to make that change and feel like this is your strength to be feminine and beautiful like this and not a weakness that you'll get hurt?
And that's completely true, because I saw feminine women as weak. I saw it as weakness. Actually, when I was at that seminar and they talked about masculine and feminine energies, what men want from a woman, what a woman want from a man, is usually even powerful women wants to men to be the powerful masculine, and
you're right.
And a powerful masculine man will not want another guy in their relationship. I mean, it doesn't matter if you wear a dress or not. It's that internal energy.
You are very right.
When I was in my extreme masculine, I used to dress up. I used to look like a beautiful feminine woman, but man, I was too tough, too hard, too guarded. Didn't let anybody in, and if they tried, oh my God. Mm-mm-mm. And so, what was the question again?
Well, you're addressing it perfectly. I mean, it's basically, we're talking about, I mean, I love what you're saying. Literally, this is perfect for me and I can improve as well. We all can, but men can definitely improve a lot. And it starts with the number one thing I've heard from talking to many, many, many girls is honesty, direct it all the time, and tough honesty. Maybe it sounds tough, but it's not. It's loving. To me, it's loving because so many girls have gotten lied to. But what you're saying is you're making it your strength and not a weakness to being feminine.
Yeah, and the tough honesty, I totally agree with you, and there is a way to do it.
Sure. Tell me, what is a good way for women to receive that, actually?
One thing that, one really, really good tool in relationships is Imago Dialogue, which is, you can just Google Imago Dialogue and download it from the web. It's just a way to communicate and connect in a way that both sides are feeling listened to.
How do you spell that, Orion? That's good.
Imago Dialogue.
How do you spell it roughly? And Google will autocorrect.
AMG.
Sure.
Imago.
Yeah.
Imago. The way you hear it.
AMAGO and then Imago Dialogue and then Google will autocorrect. I wouldn't know how to spell it either. Okay, so tell me about that.
Yeah, it's just a wonderful tool when people get really when they get into fights, they can't hear the other side, and this is just an opportunity to not necessarily agree with the other side, just hear them and validate what they are saying and make them feel heard. And the moment someone is feels like he is heard or she is heard, they open up. And there is more possibility to connect again. Another thing is something that my husband and I do almost every night is gratitude, where before we go to sleep, we have the appreciation moment, and we try never to go to sleep without it, where we say at least three things to each other that we appreciate about each other, like, oh my God, thank you so much for doing the dishes. Thank you for helping me with my horrible spelling today. thank you for I don't know, thank you for smiling at me and that eye connection that we had. It was so cool. Thank you very much. And then you focus on the gratitude and you focus on what you love about each other. And if you focus about what you love about each other every day and you have this amazing appreciation for each other, do you think that any of you will go and try look somewhere else?
Well,
I don't think so.
I agree with you. We're talking with... go ahead.
Yeah, if you think that you are married or with the best person in the whole world, you will not go and stray because this is self-sabotage.
I think there's some truth to that. I think that it starts with honesty, and definitely if a man feels masculine to the nth degree, that is a big step, and the men need to be honest and work through their own things that might also be not allowing them to completely connect and really have some truth come out and work through some things, which could include talking about some hard truths that they've hidden from women. I know successful men that are up to all kinds of shenanigans, and I think a lot of this comes from honesty, and I'd really take to heart, whether you're a man or woman, what Orion is saying.